very blessed Wednesday to all our listeners out there tuning in today on the Classic Hits broadcast right here on Champion FM Radio. I'm your host, DJ ELC, and once again, we will be rediscovering those hits of yesteryears and rekindling those memories from the past. That's right, the music which we grew up with. And this time, we're going all the way, way, way back into the 80s and 90s for good old-fashioned pop and rock and a bit of new wave. It's all here today on Asia's premier Christian radio. So join me now for our daily word and some thoughts. Second Corinthians gives us one of the most famous passages in the Bible. That's right. It's about treasures in jars of clay and how Paul likens us to those jars. In chapter 4, verses 7 until 12, Paul describes what will happen to these clay jars. And he says this: "We have these treasures from God, but we are only like clay jars that hold the treasure." This is to show that the amazing power we have is from God, not from us. We have troubles all around us, but we are not defeated. We often don't know what to do, but we don't give up. We are persecuted, but God does not leave us. We are hurt sometimes, but we are not destroyed. So we constantly experience the death of Jesus in our own bodies. But this is so that the life of Jesus can also be seen in our bodies. We are alive, but for Jesus, we are always in danger of death, so that the life of Jesus can be seen in our bodies that die. So death is working in us, but the result is that life is working in you. Yet, what caught my eye was verse 13, which he candidly quotes. "The scriptures say, I believed, so I spoke." Our faith is like that too. We believe, so we speak. You see, in the midst of all that persecution, the troubles and hurts that surround us, we should continue to speak what we believe. We believe in Jesus. We believe in His Word. We believe that He rose again and conquered death. We believe that only through Jesus there is salvation. He is the way, the truth, and the life. The scripture is encouraging us, in fact, recommending that we speak what we believe despite the turmoil and opposition. Amen to that. I'm DJ ELC, and once again, welcome to our Wednesday Classic Hits broadcast right here on Champion FM Radio. And we commence our show with Petra and take it off the Beat the System album from 1984. Here is the title track.
Bring them home,
Lord of the harvest.
a free wind so quickly slips away. Too soon today is tomorrow, too soon a yesterday. So little time for the reaping, and laborers are few.
It's all about him.
And we heard from another of Christian music's pioneers, the Imperials, with one of the many hits. That was Lord of the Harvest from 1982. Before that, we heard from singer, songwriter and author Billy Sprague with the classic A Little Broken Bread of his Lovey album from 1988. For those who are wondering, Lovey means the life in French. We've got more hits coming up right after these messages.
It's Champion FM Radio, and we are bringing you a brand new question for the month of April. We are asking you, what three things would you take with you if you were stranded on a deserted island? Give it a thought. And then go to www.championfmmusic.com and share with us your answers. We will be reading out the best entries at the end of April. Remember, it can only be three items, so think carefully. It's our brand new Listen Through the Bible in a Year series, right here on Champion FM Radio, beginning from August 2022 until July 2023, where we devote ourselves to God's holy word. Join us as we seek to understand and learn from the good book. It's all here on Asia's premier Christian radio station.
And welcome back to the Classic Hits Show with me, DJ ELC. And here is master storyteller, the late Carmen, and his mini musical, Lazarus, Come Forth.
Says he was a man that Jesus loved, and his sisters thought it was a shame. Mary and Martha longed for Jesus' healing touch to come and raise their brother, because they loved that boy so much. But Jesus had a plan, not known to any man, that would soon take away their pain. They was waiting for Jesus to come and say, Lazarus, oh Lazarus, hey Lazarus, come forth. When he died, he went to where the saints of God did stay, in the holding place they lived beyond. He saw Elijah, Moses, Samuel, even Luke, and all the others jammed up in a room. He turned around and saw old Gideon standing by the door. He walked up, said, hey brother, tell me what's this group here for? Well, Gideon said, well, alright, this is testimony night. Have a seat, man, 'cause the meeting's starting soon. While Mary and Martha just wanted to see their Lazarus, oh Lazarus, when will their Lazarus come forth? Moses shook his stick, said, now this meeting come to order. Can I get a witness for the Lord tonight? Abraham kicked it off, said, I want y'all to know that I knew him. He gave a child to my barren wife. Isaac waved his hand, said, hey, daddy, I knew him too. Jacob jumped up, says, amen, grandpa, preaching. Old dignified Solomon, he adjusted his robe, said, I knew him. He made me so smart, I started to teach it. Ezekiel said, I knew him as a wheel within a wheel. Job said, man, he healed me when I was almost dead. Samson said, I knew him when some Philistines tried to jump me. I took a donkey jawbone, busted a few heads. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego says, we knew him in the fiery furnace. Jonah said, man, he gave me a second chance. Daniel cried out, I knew him in a hungry den of lions. The Holy Ghost hit King David, he just started to dance. Lazarus got so excited, he shouted, hey, I knew him too. Moses put down his stick, said, hey, who's the new kid? Needless to say, the room got real quiet when Lazarus said, but I knew him in a way that y'all never did. See, man, I walked with him and talked with him. I saw how his teachings awed the crowds. Those famous tears of compassion, I could actually see. Man, he used to come over to my house after church, and my sisters would make him dinner every month. I even supported his ministry.
See, man, I watched him confront the Pharisees. I was there when he fed the 5,000. I heard the people gasp when he healed the lame. You see, man, I remember the littlest things, the things most folks would forget, like the simple, loving way he just called my name. Up at the grave, stone rolled away with a loud voice. Jesus started to say,
Lazarus.
You see, fellas, it just seemed like yesterday. I could hear that man saying,
Lazarus.
As a matter of fact, it seemed like today I don't.
Lazarus.
Excuse me, brothers. I think I hear him calling now. What?
Lazarus.
Jesus.
Lazarus.
Jesus.
Lazarus.
Jesus.
Lazarus.
Hey, Jesus.
Lazarus. Come.
Lazarus, come forth.
Lazarus.
Champion FM. It's all about him.
Considered one of Christian music's defining tunes, we heard Kim Boyce with the song Here from her 1986 self-titled album. Here now is Steve Taylor, and always considered ahead of his time with his music, and off his On The Fritz release, his hit To Forgive.
I'm amazed at this teacher, carpenter preacher. Lost in the crowd, I hear him now. He's praying and he's saying, God feed them all. 5,000 men, all of his friends are worried, find bread and hurry. 5 loaves and fish, what can he wish? He's praying, still he's saying, God feed them all. Could he be the Christ?
Empower.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And from her debut release, that was Tammy Gunden and her prayerful track entitled I Will Be a Sacrifice. And yes, we've sort of dated Michael W. Smith with his debut release project from 1983 with Could He Be Messiah? And boy, did he have funny hair and a side parting with a weird beard to match on the original cover. Did you know? That actually stopped me from buying the record at that time. Well, anyway, we will be back right after this announcement. And well, it's the Classic Hits Show, and what better than to bring you a music video from that era? It's Petra with Beat the System. That's our video of the day, where the music and musicians were good, but the videos, well, were... You've got to watch it for yourself. Go to our website and to our video page to enjoy this one. You're listening to Those Classic Memories with me, DJ ELC. And we have another defining musical moment with the second chapter of X and the hit, Which Way the Wind Blows, from 1981.
Still be lonely if you think.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
Off her 1991 album Garden, we heard from the inspirational Kelly Willard and her hit Love Will Find You. You know, church, I am really motivated by verse 13 of today's passage. To me, it's a declaration and action put to my faith. I believe, so I spoke. How about you? Are you ready to do the same? I'm DJ ELC, signing off and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And they're coming.